السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن ولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم
ان آیات کا ترجمہ ہے کہ یقیناً
The translation of these verses is as follows, that certainly those people who said that our Lord is Allah and they showed steadfast, then angels of Allah Almighty will descend upon them in large number, saying that don't fear, don't be afraid, and you get that paradise about which you were given the promise. We are with you in this worldly life and also in the life to come. And there you will find everything that you would like to desire, and you will also get whatever you are going to demand. And this is going to be a hospitality from Allah, who is most forgiving, most merciful. Huzur says that human nature, Allah Almighty has made it in this way, that they are always in search of pleasure and happiness, and they are always in effort that the worries should go away, and they work very hard for that, for earning the worldly benefits, and also the effort which they do for getting the worldly amenities, and as a result those comforts which are going to be created there for him and for his family, for his children, they would be the means of happiness, source of happiness. And his worries and anxieties will be removed as a result of that. So in order to get those things, a human being always works very hard and puts in his best efforts. Those who are not in habit of working hard, they wish to have all these things without doing anything at all. They are just feel very badly looking at the happiness of other people and their progress. This is a different thing that some of the people, they do not have those opportunities. Their case is totally different. But this life is such in which there is this principle that Allah Almighty rewards the efforts, and a person is able to get these pleasures and happiness. The worldly pleasures, one way of that is that a human being desires that one should be rewarded so much as he wishes, and then only he is going to be happy. And if a worldly person, according to his plans, if he doesn't see his efforts being successful, then he gets disappointed. But the status of a believer is that he is always grateful and tries to be a grateful person. And some people have this habit that whatever the circumstances may be, even if the Allah's blessings is descending upon him, they are not going to be grateful at all. They are not going to be happy at all. And always they are under disappointment and uneasiness. Somebody told me that one friend of mine, acquaintance, every year he used to express disappointment at his income every year. And he has, as if he has decided that he is never going to be happy and never going to be grateful to Allah Almighty. And he used to say all the time that he has suffered a loss. He says that when I went into the exact figures, and then it shows that he had earned some benefit and profit. And when he was he's asked that how you have got the profit, so how have you suffered the loss? He would say that out of this crop, if I had 150,000 profit, I was expected. So if I have got only less than that, then that is actually my loss there. And there are some people that the standards of their jubilation and celebration of happiness is that despite all these things, they are not well contented. And they cannot celebrate happiness as the example I have just given. There is no happiness in the family despite all the things, amenities available, but still they are not very happy. Their treatment with wives is not good, and the relationship with children is not full of happiness. And in these Western countries, the majority of the people, there are so many other complications and difficulties for which these people are extremely worried all the time. And these people have thought of this way out and solution of the problem, that sometime these worldly enjoyments, they are the means of their happiness. And those who just go to all the obscene activities, and in order to forget their worries or to celebrate their happiness, in these countries where drinking is quite popular, and they take the help of drinking alcohol so that they can get the satisfaction of heart, then music is there, dance is there, and the meanings of shouting loudly, and all these meetings take place in order to bring about some happiness. So all these ways of getting happiness and to forget the worries and anxieties, all these things by employing the worldly means, or by just making hue and cry and maybe dancing or drinking or whatever, all these things, they are just superfluous and they are temporary in nature. And these people are so fond of drinking that on every corner you will see the pub there, drinking place. Also, although they know the drinking is dangerous, and on other restaurants and hotels the drink is available. As I said, they know very well that there is harm in drinking. There are articles published about on the subject, and because of that, up to the age of 16-17, for the boys and girls, they have stopped, forbidden these children to drink. if this is so much harmless and so much soothing, so then why it is forbidden up to a certain age? So then sharab, this drinking, is not only for to forget the grief and loss. This is also used in order to celebrate the happiness. If they have to celebrate, if a team wins a match, or if there is a function or any other special occasion is there, so then they shake the bottles and then throw that drink. When they shake it with force, then there is a gas there and it comes like a fountain pump. So these people, sometimes they actually bathe into that drink. I don't know whether from the smell of this should actually baffle their minds. And once I went into a shop, I remember that a bottle fell down and the drink was spread all over, and the smell was so stinking that one could not stand there. So in order to show their happiness, sometimes they throw the drink upon other people. And the happiness is being shown in this way, as if they have got all the good of both the worlds. And similarly, other plays and enjoyments and entertainments are there for the people, and there is a free mixing and with such obscene and new type of dresses that no sane person cannot even see that what's happening over there. It is shown on the television. And recently there was Olympic in London, in the country, in the city, in the whole world. There was people are talking about that. Maybe hundreds of thousands of people, they were there, and on the television maybe millions of people have witnessed those plays and sports. Some TV channels, they were dedicated to it for the whole time, and almost all the televisions, at least during the news, they must have shown some of those programs, and at the its opening and the at the end, in such shows were projected and shown, where in order to display their happiness, there was vulgarity in that. And on the last day, there was the men and women dancing and jumping up and down, and such activities which was simply a bad example of their anxieties, and nobody could see more than a minute, because certainly there was some obscene and bad scene was shown there. Actually, these are the ways in which they celebrate their happiness. These are not actually the expression of happiness. This is the expression of their grief. And these things, people might have seen on television in millions, but these are the worries and anxieties which they have. And maybe millions of pounds spent on one song, and there were several shows, it is said. Anyway, with this expression of joy, this Olympic came to an end in this way. The teams from UK participated. They also won medals in certain events. And in order to show their happiness, now they have to function another function in London, and on the street there will be another expression of their joy. So this is what they are doing. But some commentators, they have already made the comment, and it's in the newspaper already, that Olympic is not held for sports. Rather, Olympic, in the name of Olympic, these organizers, they have actually made it a means of their income, and they earn billions of pounds. So anyway, for the expression of the worldly player, and or in order to get it, there are different ways which are employed, and the people act according to this one. But all these happiness, all these enjoyments, which are done for this purpose, are celebrated for this purpose, they are temporary in nature. In most cases, certainly one can say that eventually, after a certain time, these enjoyments are over, and the previous agonies and worries they overtake. And there are ways to forget the worry temporarily. And the drink is one of them which damages the health, and also a person is becomes bankrupt. And on the other side, we see that looking at the human nature, that one is always in search of happiness and to forget one's grief and worry, and there is a desire for that. Allah Almighty has also created the means of happiness for the believers. And the means that Allah Almighty has provided for them, regarding them, the claim is that they are permanent in nature, and they are going to improve their this life and the life to come. And if you are going to act upon that, so then not only you will get the pleasures of this life, but you will also partake from the pleasures in the hereafter. In these means which Allah Almighty has created for us for happiness, one way is the month of Ramadan, the blessed month of Ramadan, in which along with the fasting, one tries to get the pleasure of Allah for a certain time. People even abstain the permissible food, and more attention towards worship and performing other good deeds. So now you see that the people, the worldly people, they in eating and drinking, which results in their damage of health, and the morals are all corruption is there, they try to seek pleasure in that. And the believer, for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, he even abstains even from those things which are permissible for a limited time. He avoids from them, and one feels pleasure in that. But Allah Almighty, who is there to reward the people for every action, he says to the people that the sacrifice that we have offered for me and for 1 month, in order to have my pleasure and happiness, you spent the time in that way, and in order to get my happiness, and that happiness which you couldn't derive from eating and drinking, that you sacrificed. So then the reward of this fasting, I am there already. Today, on the day of Eid, you also express that collectively and also in your homes and your families. Nowadays, the fasting has come in summer, and the temperature is 29-30 was the temperature, and the people were saying that it was too hot. And in Pakistan, where the temperature is 40 goes to 45 and 50, there what would be the condition of those who are observing the fast there, when the other facilities are also non-existent? And particularly in Pakistan, where electricity is not available for 17-18 hours, and the people are actually yearning for the fresh air, cold air, and the cold water, what would be their condition there? The department in Pakistan, WAPTA, which is responsible for electricity, they are particularly doing this thing in Pakistan, that the electricity is completely cut off for 2 hours at the time of Sehri and Iftar. So in these situations, how the poor people would have been preparing their Sehri and Iftari in these circumstances, but still they observe their fast for the sake of Allah Almighty, so that they could get permanent happiness. They did all these things for that purpose. Allah Almighty, Huzur says that when he looks at those people who sacrifice for his sake and looks at their actions, then after the fasting, it has been fixed the day of Eid for to show your happiness. And in these circumstances, as we are going through at this time, those people who have been observing fast in these difficult situations, particularly the people in Pakistan, and the same days would be there for them, because the water and electricity, that will not be available there, and how would they have enjoyed the happiness? But despite all that, they celebrated the happiness of Eid. They are celebrating Eid today there. So these circumstances are there, particularly in case of Pakistan. But in this, as I said, for the sake of Allah Almighty, without any complaint on their lips, they are celebrating Eid. In other countries of the world, and you, for example, in any way, those conditions are not here. You are also celebrating the Eid today, and you are happy that Allah Almighty, for the sake of His player, the sacrifice that you offered for 1 month, Allah Almighty is giving you the fruit of that, reward of that. And this Eid is also for the sake of Allah. So this Eid is also for those people who observe the fast during the Ramadan and they try to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And those who spent the Ramadan like the worldly people without paying any attention to worship, without doing anything good, for them the Eid is not like the other people, which is expected from a true believer, as it is expected from a true believer, or the opportunity of that Allah Almighty has given to those people. Allah Almighty, by providing us this opportunity of Eid, certainly those restrictions which were related to the food and drink, they have been lifted. But not like the worldly people, he has not permitted that this hue and cry and enjoyment and chanting should be made like that. But he has said that you take care of all the responsibilities which are made compulsory for you, the responsibility and the dues, you have to pay attention. And that should be added to the celebration of this Eid, and you make a promise to continue that. And the attention that you paid towards the rights of the other fellow beings, that should also be linked with the celebration of Eid. And you make a promise of continuing that along with that, and always remember that the real life is a life to come. The happiness of this world is just a reflection of that happiness which a believer is going to get in the hereafter. So a mu'min should always try to search for this permanent happiness. Allah Almighty says that this standard will be achieved at that point when each and every moment you will have this wording in front of you and you try to act upon that, that Rabbun Allah, that Allah Almighty is our Rabb, He is our Lord. The perception of Allah Almighty and recognition of Allah and dependence upon Allah and turning to Him, this will be possible at that time when you will remember these words and you will be repeating them all the time. And when you will understand the real significance of these words, then you will have the full perception of Allah Almighty. And when this is there, the case, then the purpose of a human being would not be, no longer be the pursuit of the worldly pleasures. Rather, the pleasure of Allah becomes the objective of that person. And this worldly enjoyments and entertainments will not be the objective. In the name of happiness, all these vulgarities and useless things which are committed, and by putting the different types of lights, the dancing and singing, that is not the objective. And the effort for the attainment of the pleasure of Allah Almighty is the real objective, and that becomes the objective of a believer. And this is something for which a mu'min, a believer, has been working hard during the month of Ramzan, and for the attainment of which one has kept the fast for 29 or 30 days, and from various things they abstained for a certain period of time, and they were attentive to tahajjud and the prayers and the spending in the way of Allah Almighty, and the sadaqah and charity, they were mindful of that. And they also tried to be more regular and advanced in prayers. And by coming into the mosque, offering the prayers in congregation, that the mosque, they became very small because of the large number of people. And Allah Almighty, who is the sum total of all the divine attributes, in order to have the full perception, they worked very hard. And the effort was also there on their part, that with this collective attention that they have acquired, or they are paying, they had been paying, they should acquire the color and the style of the attributes of Allah Almighty, when everybody, even if those people who are very weak, even they were mindful of that, they have been trying and doing their efforts, and when it became intensified, they should acquire the attributes of Allah and the qualities of Allah Almighty, and how they were worried how to act upon the commandments of Allah Almighty for this very purpose. And they were also reminded of that they worked very hard, and they paid the attention to this point, that these attributes, what is the benefit of acquiring these attributes if the beneficence of that does not reach other people. So from that they were also reminded to various new ways and means of discharging the dues towards the fellow beings. So these ideas they came in during the month of Ramadan. So one of the attributes is Rububiyat, and how can we be the reflection of that attribute? Then they thought that looking after our own children, in going a bit away from that, we should also pay attention to the looking after of the orphans, because this is also this is one of the important commandments of Allah Almighty contained in the Holy Quran. And from the Rahmaniyat of Allah Almighty, that He is very merciful, and they were seeking for that, and they tried to achieve that, and saw the examples of that. So then the result of that during the month of Ramadan, without having any interest of their own, they should try to do something for the benefit of other people, and one should be merciful to the other creation of Allah Almighty. And when they looked at the beneficence of Allah Almighty, and because of the fasting and the spiritual atmosphere, they also thought that I should be doing some favors to other people, and going beyond this status of justice, one should go even beyond that, and this is the way to get more and more pleasure of Allah Almighty. If Allah Almighty granted affluence, then the month of fasting and drew their attention to this point, that there are many such people are there who do not have the good means of iftari, and I should be sending some gift to them which they could use as their food. And their need will be fulfilled, particularly in the poor countries. It's a very everything is very expensive, and moreover, this is the instruction of Allah Almighty, that you look after the poor people. Somebody told me that during the month, on the 14th or 15th fast, I gave some dates to somebody, and in Pakistan the inflation is so high that when he was sent these dates, so that he could that the person could get the sawab and the reward for iftari, but the one who was sent these dates, he wrote back by thanking that today 15 days have passed by, and in my family we are observing fast regularly. So today we have received these dates, so we have had the first date during this month of Ramadan now. So this is also the condition of some people. The children, they perform the iftari very happily today. So such people are also there. So the Ramadan, because of the atmosphere of the piety and goodness, then that has drawn the attention to the beneficence and the care of other people, of the poor people. So the true Eid for us would be on that day. And when the blessings and the bounties of our fasting and Salat, when these things are going to remain there for permanently, and those people who are living a life of affluence in these Western countries, where plentiful of food is available, they should also look after their poor brothers. And this thing should not be confined to the month of Ramadan, but it should continue later on as well. And they should always remember the beneficence and the kindness of Allah Almighty and the favors of Allah Almighty, and remembering their needs of our poor brothers is also very essential. When they will be thinking of that, will be there, then that we will also always remember them. and our wealth and affluence, we are going to make use of it, and we will pay attention to our poor brothers, and not like the worldly people. We will just use all these things of the chanting and enjoy entertainment only for our own pleasure. If the blessing of Ramadan, if we have to perpetuate it, and if we have to become those people who get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, then we don't have to squander our wealth in that way as the worldly people do it. And some of the examples are there in this in jumping and dancing, and the examples that are generally seen. But by becoming a true believer and during the fast, that experience of thirst and hunger through which we have been there, and I mentioned the thirst first because in hot weather that is felt more, and we have if we have to continue that passion and also the goodness of our worship and the other good deeds that we have been able to perform, so that we should always be the one who gets the pleasure of Allah Almighty. A moment when he raises the slogan of Rabbun Allah, that my Rabb is Allah, so then the commandments of Allah Almighty are exactly all the things for him. And this should be the case. And without that, actually the faith is not complete. And Allah Almighty has mentioned that those who raise this slogan of Rabbun Allah, and by giving this instruction that this slogan should be raised, Allah Almighty says that they should also be very steadfast. This proclamation is not temporary, but they stick to it permanently with steadfastness. So with reference to fasting, when we talk about this subject, then the goodness of fasting will be demonstrated when we actually continue all these things permanently. We don't make a claim with our tongue. Rather, the actions are there to support that. So the day of Eid, if you have to make the real day of Eid, then you make a promise that you are going to carry out the commandments of Allah Almighty on a permanent, regular basis. And Atiullah, the obedience of Allah Almighty will be done when you will comply and obey the commandments of Allah Almighty. And this is actually the true Eid of a true believer, that he is able to act upon the commandments of Allah. As I said, now we have to pay attention to all these things, that this is the permanent instruction of Allah Almighty. And it's not confined to Ramadan only. To the care of the orphans, this instruction is permanent. It's not confined to Ramadan. To feed the poor people is a permanent command. It's not only linked with Ramadan. This date and iftari in Ramadan, it is not linked only to that one. So for this, every Ahmadi who is affluent, who can well-to-do, they should look after the people around them, and the Jamaat should, as one should also take part in those contributions which are related to it. And the prayers that a person gets from a poor person, they become the means of one's own pleasure. So we should always remember that whenever a person repeatedly he says that Allah Almighty should show the manifestation of his attributes, and he repeatedly wishes that he should have the mercy upon him, then he should act upon the commandments of Allah Almighty on a regular basis and comply and obey that, and obey these instructions. If this is there, then angels of Allah at each and every step come down to help the people. And the help of Allah Almighty and support, the miracles of that are shown, that a person really feels very much surprised. And then Allah Almighty ask these people that, oh my servants, you ask, what are you going to beg for and ask from me? If you are looking for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, then you will get all those things. مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ that whatever the desire of which you have in your hearts, you will be able to get that. And this is actually the true heed of a believer, and this should be the case, that he should be able to get the pleasure of Allah and the blessings of Allah Almighty. And the greatest reward of Allah is the kindness and the mercy. And Nuzulam min Ghafoor Rahim, he says that this is a hospitality from that God who is most forgiving and most merciful. It is like hospitality. And if you take Allah Almighty as your Rabb and your Lord, and you try to get His pleasure on a permanent basis, and you act upon the commandments of Allah Almighty, and if you continue with your good deeds, that not only all your griefs will be taken away, but also the life, the paradise in this life and the here life hereafter, you will get it, and every eid it will be increasing, and your desires will be fulfilled, and this is going to be the hospitality. This is a feast of Eid which Allah Almighty is providing to you. Nuzulun, the mean means the provision and the feast and the hospitality. So fortunate would be those from among us who get the paradise in the life and the hereafter, and they also enjoy the feast from Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty enable us to have all that. Huzur says that at this time the Ahmadis who are facing difficulties in Pakistan and other countries, I would like to say something about that. And because of these hardships, particularly in Pakistan and other countries in Middle East, they cannot offer the Eid in one place. They cannot offer the Eid easily. In Pakistan particularly, there are special difficulties. And especially for ladies and children, they have to be confined at their homes. And I received certain letters in which great anxiety and helplessness has been mentioned in that. And they say that we have been deprived from sawab and reward from Allah Almighty. The men go and offer the Eid in separate centers, small centers are established. But the ladies and the children, they cannot even go to the mosque. So those who are enjoying the freedom, they should pray for these people that these days of difficulty should be over. And they themselves, these people should also be showing steadfastness. And for these people, Allah Almighty has given the glad tiding of the paradise in this life and the hereafter. Allah Almighty is with them in this life. And when Allah Almighty is with someone, that is something which, despite all the difficulties that they have to undergo, and the worldly government agencies and the so-called mullahs, and each and every action of them is based on bad intention and injustice. And one, Allah Almighty has protected them from the plans of these enemies. If Allah Almighty had not been our wali and friend, then it is Allah Almighty who is containing us, and who is protecting us, and it is Allah Almighty who will protect us. So have full faith in the promises of Allah Almighty. So our Eid, as I said, is not the Eid in celebration of the worldly people. It is the Eid for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And this will be established through the establishment of the worldly, divinely government. And for this we are getting the glad tidings in this life and the life to come. And Allah Almighty is giving us these glad tidings. And Allah Almighty may make it this way, that all these difficulties, those who are passing through difficult situations, they should become those people who get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And they are able to enjoy the real hospitality from Allah Almighty in this life and also in the life to come. And also pray that Allah Almighty, O Allah, we beg from you that you show us the manifestation of this Eid, which should be the real Eid for us. And we should express the gratefulness to Allah Almighty in this way, that we, regarding all those enemies for which it is impossible for them to reform, so Allah Almighty make those enemies such an object of his wrath, which becomes a means of learning lesson from them. And And so that this Eid of this world, for the sake of Islam, that we should be able to see this Eid in the form of the prevalence of Islam all over the world. May Allah show us this example of that in the whole world. Now we are going to join the prayer in the prayer. So before that, I give this Eid Mubarak to all the Ahmadiyya community all over the world. I send the message of the felicitation of Eid and the congratulations of Eid, greetings of Eid, and remember all these people in your prayer. And this is a great favor of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam upon us, and we should pray for his all, for his followers, true followers, and we remember all the family members of the Promised Messiah Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. They should always be following the right path, and the world of Islam is in the grip of very difficult situations. Their leaders may be given intellect and also protect them from the enemies. Particularly pray for the progress of the Jamaat, pray for the Waqf-e-Nizindi, devotees of life, and the Waqf-e-No. They should become servants of Ahmadiyyat. And those, now this number which is nearly 50,000, and they should be well protected, and they should be looked after properly. And those who are sick, Allah Almighty give them the healing and recovery from this. And those who are captive, they should be set free by the grace of Allah. And those who are making financial sacrifices, Allah Almighty bless them abundantly. And in any respect, those who are in need of prayer, Allah Almighty have His blessings upon all these people.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وَادْعُوهُ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ.
دعا کر لیں.
آمین. مبارک ہو سب کو. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.